This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcast listeners.
World of podcast.
London. I put my headphones on, guys. I can't hear what anyone is saying. But happy birthday to Grant Denyer.
And thanks for the lovely little tributes. That was made it a very, very special morning. So thank you so much.
We actually had two that we didn't play. We might even play them tomorrow. I had two more ready to go. But
did you?
Yeah, time and language didn't permit. So
ooh, hello. But I like the idea. Sexy birthday messages?
Sort of. It's more sort of.
It's nice of Tiff to do that. That's
hey, I like what you've done there.
That's cute. new secret sound. You guys are both mad.
You thought she was into tall people, but you've got it so wrong, my friend. Hey, secret sound. So good to hear a new one because I kind of now feel like it's within reach for me. you know what I mean? I needed something new.
I'm like you, mate. The last one, we could have played till the end of time. I never would have got that.
Not in 1,000,000,000 years. I'm glad we got a new one. 50K up for grabs. Feeling good, feeling fresh.
Have a great podcast.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
Present and with Ash London in the house.
Yo, yo, wiggity wop, wop, what? Just feeling it.
Yes, please. More of that.
You know, just... speak what's on your heart, guys. That's why we're here.
Speak what's on my heart or in my heart?
It was on and in, around, in and around.
Mm, yeah.
In and around
it's in the general area of
general
your heart.
General area of the heart, I'm speaking it.
Is this now officially Wiggity Wiggity Whack Wednesday? Is that what you've just made it?
Well, it would be Wiggity Wiggity Whack Wednesday if it wasn't another official Wednesday, which was Grant Denyer's official birthday
there
Wednesday.
There he is. Happy birthday.
Guys. Thank you.
Hold on, mate.
Appreciate it.
We love
I don't normally celebrate my birthday. It's never been a particular day that I've loved or enjoyed. And then, like, last year I turned 40 and I was, like, completely dead against it. No one was allowed to talk about it. I have refused to acknowledge it even existed. And then, like, a week out from turning 40, I suddenly got really comfortable with the idea. And I was like, oh. And then I'd forgotten I'd told people for so long to not plan a party. When my 40th came around, I was really disappointed that nobody had actually, like, not listened
to
me.
It's your fault, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you've done that. You've brought that into your life.
It's on me.
We could organise you a 40th birthday party in retrospect. That's the type of thing that happens at radio stations.
Yeah.
Love that idea.
Who would you want to sing you happy birthday?
Oh, Pink.
Oh, mate, come on. Well, no, don't reach for the stuff.
Knock it down a bit, mate.
Oh, okay. John Williamson?
More in our realms of possibility.
I'll settle for Diesel. I'll do a duet on stage with him.
Well, let's see if Diesel will settle for you first. I love Diesel. I saw him in an airport once and did that thing where I didn't know him, but I thought I did.
Oh.
Yeah, it was hardcore. I went, hey, and he looked at me and we both sort of nodded at each other like, yeah, you're Diesel. And I would have thought
you're maybe famous enough that he would
have
acknowledged you and go, it's cool because you're a bit famous, so you're allowed to say hello to me, and it'll be weird.
I nodded at a Wiggle once, thinking that we were both in entertainment. Yeah. Surely we're friends. Yeah. Nah, nothing there either.
Really? Yeah.
Diesel and the Wiggles, I'm 0 for 2.
That's tough.
Emma, that's not very nice.
Exactly.
Emma, I would never be Emma. No,
she would. She's a sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
She remembers my daughter's name. She met her like 3 years ago once.
Through an earpiece.
Gotcha.
Say, Ladenia, the kids are the two girls. The other very small person is the father, believe it or not.
It's his birthday.
We've seen behind the curtain of the Wiggles.
That's 3 hours of no heightest jokes against Grant Denyer since it is his birthday.
That's going to cost us later for some pre-recorded bits.
Okay,
so
cool.
He offered to kiss me like his baby the other day.
He loves Arnie.
Let's come back because we've got to play. We've got a new secret sound today. It went off yesterday. And then we've got a new secret sound to play.
So emotional.
This is good.
So good.
You know what? If you've been so frustrated that you could not get yourself closer to the last secret sound, this is your chance to get reinvested.
Very good.
There's cash right at your fingertips. There's so many people that have been waiting for this exact moment. This is good news.
That is a great point. Yeah. If you want to hear what it sounds like for someone winning to win $86,000 with the secret sound, we're going to play that for you next. And yes, you're absolutely right, Grant. We do have a new secret sound. What time are we launching it, guys?
That's your job to say time.
Yeah, I just looked down. We are launching at 8 o'clock, where it's been sitting for 9 months.
Okay. Now, Daniel, you are the king of the game shows here in Australia, so you give away a lot of shit in your life. How did it feel yesterday, 86K?
It was a truly magical moment. I was comparing the intensity of, I think some of the most fun TV I've made is announcing like an Australia's Got Talent winner. Yeah. Like that is your host. That's your, that's your grand final. That's your golden moment to shine. And it was right up there. Yeah. It was so exciting. And Ed did a beautiful job just watching the master control the situation and just having us all on the edge of our seats.
So let's hear that. This is Jessica from Campbelltown you're going to hear. This was Jessica correctly guessing the secret, our $86,000 secret sound yesterday. Jessica. Jessica.
Hello.
From Campbelltown.
Good morning.
Hey, Jessica.
Good morning.
I've got to ask the question. $86,000, what would you spend it on?
It's my dad's 60th birthday this week, so I'd definitely buy him something. But, I've got 3 children also, so take them somewhere, take them on a holiday.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
All right, look, here is the sound. 86 grand. Kim's in the studio. She's the adjudicator. What do you think it is?
I think it's when you get the 4 strips of blue tack together and you tear one of the blue tack strips off.
Okay.
So,
Jessica?
Yes.
From Campbelltown. Can you please just say your answer? I want you to lock in your final answer. Just say it once again, please. Nice and clear. Yes. Just lock in your answer.
So, please. My answer is when you get 4 strips of blue tack and you tear one of the strips of the blue tack off in the packet, you tear it off.
Can I hear the sound one more time, please? Okay. $86,000. Jessica from Campbelltown. The sound one more time, please. Just one more time your answer.
So when you get the 4 strips of blue tack and you pull one of the strips, you tear one of the strips off the...
Jessica from Campbelltown.
Yes.
Sound one more time, please.
Ed, I need to know.
Oh, my fingers.
I can't sit here forever.
My fingers and my toes are so crossed for you, Jessica.
Jessica from Campbelltown.
Thank you.
You've won $86,000!
Oh! Yes! Congratulations, Jessica! You've guessed the secret sound!
She did.
I'm so emotional, like it just happened. Oh, it's a game changer.
Yeah,
it's
really
amazing.
Is.
And do you know what our boss, Jay, said? She gets the money yesterday. It's put into your account. Wow. You don't have to wait for some government clearance or the ATO. You just get the cash.
Like,
that's good.
In the old days of radio, like you used to have to go and beat a troll under a bridge, answer a riddle, and then you got... Then you got airmailed a check. Ben, you've been doing radio for ages. These days.
So many trolls.
Yeah, you haven't even finished your answer and your phone goes, ba-ding. Oh, my 86 is in.
If that happened to me, my whole NAB app would blow. My phone would just blow. I've never seen that much money in its life. Doesn't know what to do.
Grant Tenya and London, you are both in the same category of being unreasonable. Take it away, maniacs.
Okay, you kick us off, GD.
Hotel rooms are a dungeon of disgusting germs, right? And I have a paranoia that what if I'm the worst? What if I'm the worst offender and the cleaners know it?
Okay, so how dirty are you, Grant? I mean, I know you spend a lot of time in hotels away from home, but what kind of grossness are you getting up to when you're flying solo? Shezzy's with the girls back at home and you're thinking, right.
It's about the toilet, right? Okay, it's about the toilet. Because what I've discovered lately is that hotels no longer have toilet brushes in them, right?
Did they used to have toilet brushes in them?
Yeah, I reckon they did. Mm. And then you could kind of take care of the situation once you're finished. Now you can't. Okay. So, you know, if I'm doing my morning business and then I got to leave the room, I'm now worried that that cleaner's going to come in. She's going to look at her piece of paper that says that, oh, Grant Denyer's staying in this room. Mm. And then she's going to look at the toilet and then she's going to make judgments about me and who I am as a person.
Whoa, you're getting very, very carried away. You're going red in the face right now, mate.
Oh, I don't want to leave that behind.
All right.
I don't want anybody to know. No, no. I want to be like the queen.
Hold that thought.
You want people not know every day.
That I use a toilet.
Hold that thought. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
So what I need is a jury of callers.
Yeah.
131060, please. 131060, if you would like to be on the jury.
We'll give Grant some time to calm down a little bit.
Well, I just wanted people to, exactly, and yeah. I wanted people to have a feel for the area that we're in.
Yeah.
Because
I've got some for this as well.
Okay.
Because there are ways around this. We've had to develop a system.
Yeah. You're both crazy.
Because girls do poo too.
All right.
In case.
They do?
It is a common misconception that girls don't, but we poo.
131060. Come and be on the jury. Come and judge Grant, Denya, and Ash London for being insane people thinking, this is my opinion.
Or
are they being reasonable in thinking that they're being judged by cleaning staff?
Yeah, if you are cleaning staff, that's even better.
Yeah,
to
please
have
let us know. Let me off the hook if this is not a thing.
Cleaner.
Am I being unreasonable?
You're both being unreasonable. You're both maniacs. Go on.
No. Toilets, hotels don't have toilet brushes. I'm worried that if there's remnants behind, that I get judged by the cleaning staff, and I don't want that to stick.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you this question?
Yeah.
If you, let's say you went to a shopping center like Westfield.
Yeah.
Let's say you went into Westfield.
That's different.
And you did some business in a cubicle and then you left and then someone else went into the cubicle after. Are you worried about that?
No.
Don't make eye contact.
I'm a radio person, so most people don't know what I look like, whereas Gold Logie winner Grant Denya does have to deal with the fact that he has a recognisable face. So if I was Grant leaving a cubicle, bit of poo behind, and someone went in, I would think about that for 3 years. However, for me, it's fine. But with the hotel thing, I recently was staying at one of the QT's gorgeous hotels.
Okay.
And I did my morning business, like you said, Grant, and no toilet brush. So I had to pull up my sleeve, arm myself with a crap load, so to speak, of toilet paper,
no.
And then get all the remnants
off, and then flush.
So your arm is a human toilet brush.
Pretty much. Right. And then I had to scrub up to the elbow like I was on Grey's
Anatomy.
That's
exactly what I do. Spend like 10 minutes like you're prepping to go in.
Exactly.
The other thing I do is you can lay a foundation sometimes, like a presentation of toilet paper.
Enough.
So, all right. Yeah. Then you don't get the splash back as well. It's a double win. Really.
All right, you two. We get it. Let's. Can we go to the jury, please?
Okay.
This is unbelievable. Owen in Mount Druitt.
Okay, that was the weirdest thing I've ever listened to.
Thank you, Owen. Same here, Owen. You want to switch chairs?
Yeah. No. The cleaners don't know who you are. Reception does. If you need to do something like that, go and do it. Make your mess. Away you go.
Are you sure that the cleaners don't have the names?
The cleaners get a room number and they get a list of rooms that need to be cleaned. That's about all they get.
Oh, God. He sounds like he knows.
A key point from Owen.
That's important.
Now, Maddie from Penrith. Come on, Maddie. These two.
Hey.
Hello. Come on, judge them. They're maniacs, aren't they?
No, they're not maniacs, but why don't you just carry your own with you if you're that worried? Just carry a toilet brush with you.
I thought you meant poo.
Like he's his own Labrador.
No one's travelling with a toilet brush. However, Maddie, we do thank you for not thinking we're crazy. Because you wouldn't want to be in that position where, you know, you're leaving something behind for someone else to deal with.
You're actually trying to be considerate.
Exactly what it is. And now that we know that they don't have, the cleaners don't have your name associated with that room, that makes me feel so much more comfortable next time I crap the bed.
Okay. now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, Grant's laughing too hard for me to think that he's joking.
Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. I've told you to wear your pull-ups, but you won't.
Look at his little face.
Oh, no, he's never been happier.
Look at him. He's gone.
Andrew from Concord, you used to clean portaloos.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's nothing. What's worse is when you go to clean the portaloo and someone's standing out the front and saying, if you're cleaning, can you get my mobile phone out because it's dropped in?
Andrew.
So don't worry about it. A dirty toilet is nothing.
Thank you, Andrew.
Give people a glove and make them fish it out themselves. That is, no one's getting paid enough money in the world to do that.
I've dropped my chapstick, if you wouldn't mind.
No. Well, there's a phone poll. The producers have sent through the percentages.
Go on.
80% of people think that Grant and myself are being ridiculous.
And the other 20% want Grant sacked for that comment about the bed. So that's Well played. The feed's next.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Time for the feed.
Are you ready?
The feed.
Mundo.
Now, you guys might be a bit old to remember the...
Oh, I have a one birthday a year, and then all of a sudden now I'm bloody Grandpa Denyer.
Well, we are talking about Twilight, so I'm assuming that you guys weren't as into Twilight as I was.
Sadly, I was forced to see all three of the
go
films.
Tiff. Go, Tiff. Jeez. God, she's a good woman.
Not Tiff, radio.
It's a double.
Even worse.
So I was early 20s when this came out, and, you know, old enough to know better, so deep into Twilight.
Did you have Twilight?
I felt like I was going to marry Rob Pattinson, such was the love. Because really? this was not just like... It wasn't porn. It was emotional porn for females.
Oh,
such was the dedication of Edward Cullen to Bella.
Yeah,
it was like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you're more him than Jacob?
Absolutely. And okay. Kudos to you for remembering Jacob's name.
The wolf guy.
Yeah. Well, we've all been hoping and praying to baby Jesus that maybe we'll get a fourth Twilight.
No.
And Robert Pattinson, who is now 32 years old, has hinted that he's ready to be Edward once again.
Yeah, he can't get another movie. Can't
he
get
said,
another movie.
I was literally talking to my agent about it. The amount of time I've spent moisturising, I am ready to play 17 at a moment's notice. Ready. And you're right, he can't get another movie. You're
That's
right
the only... Because he did go off and he spiralled off into a whole heap of obscure movies to kind of reset his brand, didn't he, Ed?
Yeah, he did. He did one where there was a headline that said, Peter applauds Robert Pattinson for refusing to manually manipulate a dog, if you catch my drift.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where his career ended up.
Well, it's a hard one because once you do that sort of a franchise that is so huge, you have to go the opposite to try and neutralize
Shake it
the
off.
Situation.
It's like Gutenberg with Police Academy.
I don't know. I don't
never
know
recovered.
Yes. I don't know the reference.
Have you ever seen a Police Academy movie?
They don't age well. Let's move on.
Next up, so there is a lot of royal news in the news lately, but there's a new book that's come out, and there's always a new book about the royals with some insider. Yeah. This one's called Game of Crowns, Elizabeth, Camilla, Kate, and the Throne. And this one alleges that there was a plot cooked up by Duchess Camilla, Charles's wife, to split up William and Kate because she didn't think Kate was blue-blooded enough.
Look, that because she would have a case, because the problem that they had with Diana was that she was
external.
No, she was blue blood, but just on the fringes.
On the fringe.
And then Andrew went to Fergie, who was like found her dancing in a nightclub somewhere.
Pretty much.
And she completely wrecked the joint.
Yeah.
So then maybe there could be something in that.
Yeah. And can I say, while we are talking about Charles and Camilla, I truly, honestly believe that that is the true love story. Because they've been in love for so long.
Yeah.
I want to see the movie made about their everlasting love.
They made it. It's called Seabiscuit. All right. So,
I don't think they're likable enough to kind of enjoy.
But they should be. They loved each other from the start.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Lady Di is...
She's got in the way? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
The most loved woman of all time got in the way.
It doesn't take away from how amazing she was.
Oh, that's fun.
But they loved each other.
That is so much fun.
Ed, you've got something for us.
That is your hope on that. Very, very quickly, I'm going to jump in the feed here because I'm really sick of reality TV stars breaking up. We had Kira in this studio. Her and Jared have broken up. There's no one left from Bachelor in Paradise that's together.
None.
There's basically The Bachelor. The rumour is, well, it's more than a rumour, that the honey badger doesn't even end up with the girl that he's with.
Really?
It's very rare that people, Grant, end up with their reality TV partner.
True. Past the contract term.
Exactly. Yes. The two that have gone streaks ahead is Mark and Millie from Love Island.
Gotcha.
Because I'm reading a press release here from them. Not only are they together after they spent some time in Love Island, but they've now they're about to release their own line of beachwear.
What?
Nothing says love.
Clothing, you mean, for the beach.
Yep, absolutely right. So they said they got together, and Millie said, I'm so proud to be with not only my partner and my man, but now my business partner.
Oh, gosh.
And no, don't say, oh, gosh. This is, you said you like Camilla and Charles.
This is very good.
So now.
It's very risky going to business with someone when the odds are against you. What happens when they break up? How do they split up the business?
They've taken it seriously, but they're spelling it with no vowels. Island Couture is about to hit the shelves just in time for summer, and I've exclusively got their first radio ad. Would you like to hear the first radio
How
ad?
Did you
from...
get your hands on
it? Ah, no, people. Mark, this is Mark and Millie's first commercial for their brand new beachwear.
Oh, yeah, g'day. This is Mark from Love Island, and I'm here with my girlfriend and the love of my life. What's your name again?
Millie. And we want to tell you about our brand new line of clothing.
Yeah, that's right. It's beachwear. We got see-through board shorts for the bloke so everyone can see your leg tats and your freshly shaved ghoulies.
We've got beachwear, which is a bikini, and then formal wear, which is a sarong and nipple tassels.
Yeah, nipple.
With every bikini sold, you also get a free full body wax, a Botox voucher, a teeth whitening kit, an eyebrow shaping kit as well. And for the men, what do you get, Mike?
Oh, yeah, the men also get that. But also, they get a free bum bleaching too.
That's the new Love Island range from us, available in all good nowheres ever, probably.
I'm in.
There you have it.
I want the full range. I want those nipple tassels.
That merely sounds.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
At 11 minutes. At 11 minutes past 7, it sure is. $10,000 up for grabs. Grant, Denya.
We've got 12-year-old Alaria on the line from Earlwood. Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Alaria?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to win you some cash, which would come in handy, wouldn't it? What would you spend it on?
I would spend it on a holiday, maybe.
Just by yourself? Nah, probably with the family. Okay, let's move on.
30 seconds, Alaria, to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter T today. T for top. Does that make sense?
C.
T. T for top.
T for tumble.
Oh, okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass, and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Alaria, here we go. Your letter is T. Best of luck. Name a body part.
Toe.
A colour.
Turquoise.
Something you can drive.
Truck.
Something you blow your nose with.
Tissue.
A piece of furniture.
Pass.
TV show.
The Thundermans.
A food.
Tacos.
A game.
Tic-tac-toe.
A cartoon character.
Oh, wow. Alaria, great effort, $700.
Yay!
Hey, well done.
Turquoise, baby girl. That was a very impressive colour. That would have stumped me, Alaria. Well done.
Thanks.
All right, you'll be
have a great day.
Backpacking by yourself through Machu Picchu before you know it. Well done, $700. We play again this time tomorrow. It is Grant Denyer's birthday. If you would like to wish Grant Denyer a happy birthday, you can always give us a call, 131060. Of course you can. I've got some couple of big showbiz messages for you next, Grant Denyer.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, our producers worked all night for these, so you better be grateful.
Oh, what a special day you've made it. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Are you going to cry, Grant? Are you going to cry on your birthday?
I am an easy cry.
Yeah.
I'm an easy cry.
Let's make Grant cry.
Okay. Now, Ash London, it's a special day.
It is a very, very special day among us. One of the team, one of the people we love most in the world has had a birthday.
Yep.
And I'm so excited that we get to share it with him on the radio.
Yeah.
Talking about you, Grant.
You guys. God, you make my life just sing. Okay. That's beautiful.
I'm going to throw up,
that.
Let's move on. So,
okay.
I'm trying to have a moment.
How old are you turning?
41.
And what presents have you received?
Yes.
Well, that's the only negative thing about having a birthday when you got kids is you know that the kids are going to wake up at about 4 a.m. and they do that thing where you're deep asleep and they come and they tap on your forehead like this and they go, "Hey, Dad, is it time for the presents yet?"
Oh, that's so cute.
And then you think you're being
you got like a home intruder because you don't know where you are, what's happening, or why there's someone knocking on your forehead. So, they're really, really excited to do presents, so they're waiting to do that.
Do you already know what you're going to get? Because don't kids always tell you in advance if they got you socks or whatever?
Yeah, Mum's got them locked down pretty tight. They tried, and then she, like, almost sort of threw something from the other side of the room to get them to be quiet so they didn't reveal
That's
the secret.
That's very cute. All right, so Cabrina from Berkshire Park, you want to wish Grant a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Grant.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, aren't you nice?
It's my birthday as well, so...
Cabrina. Hang on. Here it comes. Family pass to Kingpin Bowling. That's yours. Now, of course. And I'm going to give you the $250 voucher to spend at GM Photography as well, Cabrina.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
And you also
great.
How have we made this all about Cabrina now?
My birthday, and she gets the presents. This is excellent.
Cabrina, you've also won yourself a game show on Channel 10, so congratulations there. So
enjoy it. They don't last long.
Yeah.
I used to watch Film Dude all the time. I loved it.
Good on you, Cabrina. Have a lovely day.
I wish you guys every morning. So I thought I wish you, Cabrina, happy birthday. Hope you get spoilt rotten.
Thanks,
I'm
Cabrina.
I'm probably going to get socks as well. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the socks all around, but not from us. You get cute stuff from us. Thank you, Cabrina. And the messages have just flown in. Even Grant's, Ash, even some of Grant's most fierce showbiz rivals.
Really?
Yep. They down tools. It's like the game of soccer on Christmas Day in World War II.
Gotcha.
Here's something from a little man called Larry Emder.
Happy birthday. Danya Emder. Happy birthday, mate. What are you, like 14 or 15?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you buy a man who has everything? I was going to buy you a couple of Logies, but you've already done that for yourself.
Hey.
I was going to buy you a game show at Channel 10, but you've done that a couple of times yourself as well. So I don't. The only thing I thought maybe, it's this new thing I've just invented. It's a life-size inflatable Larry Emder doll.
I think you're
going to like it, like everyone else in television. It can just inflate itself.
Thank you.
And here's the beauty, mate. This is a bit you're going to love. If you kiss it on the neck, it says, lower. So you're going to love it. If any of you listeners want one, you can get it on the morning show for 6 easy repayments. Happy birthday, mate. Have a great day. Mwah.
Oh, that's, I love you, Emder. He's my mentor growing up. He was so good to me. How good's his gag? Lower. What Price is Right gear. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I just got that.
Yeah, higher, lower.
I thought he was just being a creepy, sexy man, but it's high, lower.
It can be two things.
You had to guess the price.
A lot of people calling in. Another caller wants to say hello. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman.
Oh.
A woman that wants to wish Grant Denyer a happy birthday. Mm. Did you receive the cake that I sent? It's not one of the ones from the Women's Weekly Children's Cakes. It's my own design. Basically, it's a chocolate sponge cake in the shape of a lion. Its mane is made from the hair off my back. My voice may sound a bit muffled. That's because I'm hiding inside a cake that's positioned outside your bedroom door, Grant Denyer. Let's just say you're going to spend the evening covered in saliva and cream. Anyway, Grant, if you wouldn't mind getting home soon, let's just say that this triple-layered sponge cake has been cooked in the Dutch oven.
Okay. Oh, so much wrong with that.
Thank you, Gavin. When have you broken something in public? Not a bone, as Ash London asked, but an object. Because, Grant Denyer,
we're a team. We're a tight team. And we like to get together and bond as a team every now and then. As often as we can, in fact, because it brings us closer together. We perform better. Mm. So we got together at a fairly prominent bar in Bondi just a couple of days ago. And what was a harmonious environment quickly turned and descended into a place of chaos and destruction when we decided to do a group photo and our internet man, Kieran, decided that he would find a little cute little posse at the back because he's quite tall in this group photo up against a nice neon vintage sign, a sign that kind of represents what Bondi is about to Australia. Iconic.
You were doing the right thing, Kieran, because you're a tall guy and you thought, you know what? I don't want to get in the way.
Morning, Kieran.
I don't want to block someone's view. I'm going to go to the back because that's the kind of guy you are, isn't it?
Straight to the back, out of the way. Not taking a photo for the first time in my life.
Didn't want to make a fuss.
Yeah, just stand in the back. Don't need to be seen.
Then what did you hear?
It's undescribable, but it's that sound of just, oh no.
Yeah, I heard a so I was taking the photo, Lundo, because you weren't there, and I heard a crack. And then this giant bespoke, one-off, sent from overseas, neon light just went out. And then everyone did this thing. What they do when something breaks is they all scatter.
Yeah.
And Kieran was just left there standing. And he was looking around to blame someone else.
I think I blamed one of our announcers, Ellie, because she walked past me. And I was like, well, that must be
so you blamed a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, straight away. That's a woman who is...
Welcome to 2018,
and a tiny woman, too. Like a tiny woman. Like
lovely, tiny, frail.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't hurt a fly.
She passed at that moment.
Is that generally the first place you go to? Just find a woman to blame, Kieran?
Oh, Kieran. true colours are coming out now.
Now,
interesting.
So, then we all run off, and someone was charged with going up to the bar and saying, "Hey, we've broken the light. And we're from this radio station called Nova. Please send them a bill." It's all going to be fine. People have broken things. You're not alone, kids. This is about making you feel better. You didn't mean it, buddy. Maybe you did. I don't know. I don't know if you're sick like that. I don't know. Here is Rebecca from Penrith to make you feel better. Rebecca, what did you break
in
public? Hello. What did you break in
Happy
public?
Birthday,
Chris. Hey, thank you so much.
So I was in Coles and I was leaning on one of the, you know, the ends of the shelf, like the aisles of the shelf.
Oh, yes.
The display areas at the end of the Coles aisle. Okay.
And I was leaning on one of them, and of course it wasn't just like, you know, boxes of things. It was tiny little things, like little chocolates and stuff, and they went everywhere.
Like the whole place rolling.
And I just stood there and I was bright red. I couldn't believe that. I was like, okay, I can't run now.
What did they do? When you do that and you owned up to it, like you just run off, what do they say to you in the supermarket?
It was more of a I'm really disappointed in you.
Oh, no, that's worse.
On the guilt angle.
Oh, yes. So sorry, Rebecca.
Down, down. Chocolates are down. Thank you, Rebecca.
Marianne's up next. Now, it's okay to break something in a supermarket because what's it going to cost, really? A couple of dollars.
You're
know, some lint balls, maybe a Kit Kat. But Marianne, you broke something at a place that could have ended up being a very expensive exercise.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Grant Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Wish you the same birthday.
Oh, another one. Marianne, you've also won yourself family passes to Kingpin Bowling. Well played.
Hey, you know what happens when you have your birthday today? If you count back 9 months, what were our parents doing on New Year's Eve?
Oh, hello.
I don't
want to
know.
That's true. He's great.
Well, I think you do know.
Interesting tangent. Okay, Marianne, back to your story. Thank
you
so much.
Okay, well, I was traveling in Spain. And I was looking at the museums and everything like that, and I had a backpack on. And as I turned around, I don't know how much this vase was worth or anything, but I knocked the vase. And oh my God, they were so angry at me. I'm just like, I couldn't understand them. I didn't know what was going on. I just quickly got out because they were so angry.
Have you ever tried to go back to Spain? They might have like, put a red mark on your visa, detained at the airport.
That's like that. Remember there's that little kid who put his.
It was a big bust, and he kind of reached in to give it a cuddle, and it was up quite high, and it started to fall, and he tried to catch it.
Do you remember
it,
what he
couldn't.
Did? Do you remember what he did?
No.
He pointed at another kid.
Yeah. He's like Kieran blaming Ellie.
Yes, he is. That little brat did it.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Joined in the studio by genuine show business royalty, you will know her as Jess, the guesser. Correct guesser of the secret sound yesterday. She's brought a whole family with her. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Jess from Campbelltown. What happened to you yesterday? After you won the money with us at 8 o'clock yesterday morning, $86,000. What was the rest of your day like?
I worked all day yesterday. So,
but you're a hairdresser, aren't you? You're a hairdresser?
Yes, I'm a hairdresser.
Give it a plug. Where do you work?
I work at Hairalua. In Park Central, Campbelltown.
Beautiful. So you didn't quit on the spot?
No, I didn't quit. No, my clients rely on me, so no, I couldn't. Yeah,
you love what you do.
I do love what I do.
Did you tell everyone that came in through the doors?
No, I didn't actually. And when Today FM came in yesterday to work, I hadn't actually told my client. So she was very excited for me.
Wow.
Were your hands shaking? Because you've got to cut hair, which is a very important job. And for me, I would have been shaky hands all day, giving people accidental buzz cuts.
Yeah, no, I think I did pretty straight lines yesterday, so that was good.
Pretty straight's good enough. And so when do you, it might be a bit of a gauche question, but when do you get the money? How long does it take?
I'm not sure. I think end of the week, maybe next week. It doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
Whenever it comes.
Try not to leave the building. This is Today FM. No, this is so exciting. So, okay, we have to ask this because we're going to reveal the new secret sound in a moment.
Yes.
All right? So what everyone has been asking me since yesterday is how much work did Jess put into her guess? Like, was it her first blah, 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 blah,
Jess,
blah? So,
Jess put a lot of thought.
Okay.
And a lot of Googling and trying things out, ripping toilet paper. Jamie actually got cranky at me because I was ripping the toilet paper and he said, don't waste the toilet paper.
Oh, it's worth money.
You rip it and then put it in a pile.
Yeah.
And then have the secondhand paper pile to wipe it.
Yes.
Just saying.
You're not wasting it.
So you were dedicated.
Yes, I was very dedicated.
And what about the kids? Do they have an understanding of how much money you have won?
Jordan, my 12-year-old, does, but the two little ones, yeah, they do.
Jordan's waving.
Yeah, hello, Jordan. Oh. So there's Jordan, Jagger and Jet are here with you and your lovely husband, Jamie. So everyone's a J. Everyone's brought you by the letter J.
Yes. Team J.
Team J.
Oh, Team J.
Team J. And what's the first thing you're going to buy? Because I know you said it was your dad's birthday. Yeah. You wanted to get him something.
Well, Dad said I wasn't allowed to get him anything, but of course I'll get him something. But I actually have to get Jordan a gaming chair.
What's that?
So he can play.
So he can play Fortnite and Overwatch.
Oh, you're a lovely mum.
You're just a giver. Look, obviously, the whole of Sydney hates you for getting it right because everyone was so invested in chasing down the Secret Santa. But we're so proud of you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So make sure you do put a bit of money aside for yourself because you earned it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Most of the money, babe. Most of the money.
Yeah. All right, Jess.
Happy birthday, Grant.
Yay!
Thanks,
guys. Are you going to buy Grant a birthday present now that you're rich?
Well, you know, I actually did. No one on the way in, my sister messaged me to say it was his birthday. So,
That's nice. You know what you can buy me? You can buy me a gaming high chair.
Done.
All right. Jess, Jamie, kids, Jordan, Jagger, Jet, thanks for coming in. Congratulations again. You solved the secret and you won $86,000.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jamie. We are going to be revealing the new secret sound in just a couple of minutes' time. It's coming up next.
Today FM Secret Sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
Oh, we're back at 8:15. We're back with a brand new sound. It is worth $50,000. That's where we're kicking it off.
I want someone to get it first go.
That is exactly what I
imagined.
Imagine Jace, our boss.
Would everyone, Sydney, would you like to hear the new secret sound?
Yes, please.
Yes, I want to hear it. Play it.
All right, Carol, quiet down a bit, guys. Here it is.
Ooh.
I'm going to go one more time. Now, I want everyone to have a think about it. Don't waste your guess. So we're going to have a couple of minutes to think about it. But
can I have a guess?
Of course you can.
Okay. Do I get the money if I guess all right?
That's
I'm just filling in here. So
no.
My name's not on the billboard.
Not yet.
I'm not really an employee. Technically, I'm going to guess for $50,000.
Yes.
It is a can of Coke coming out of the vending machine, obviously.
Ooh. I don't know. Huh? You know, I don't know the answer. So the adjudicators are no.
She's not even bothering to. She's not even looking up. She's just shaking her head. No. Okay.
I think it's a metal bin upside down.
Hang on.
You haven't cleared this.
You haven't cleared your guess first.
Oh, we've got to do that, do we?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't realise there's like system and this process.
$50,000. There's a bloody system, then, yeah.
Did we worry before if one of us accidentally gave it away? We previously did it, I don't think. Oh, but anyway, I'm happy to follow this new system.
It's not a new system. It's been since Secret Sound started on radio. The first sound, Secret Sound has been going so long that the first Secret Sound, they said, what was the Secret Sound? And the answer was, it was the sound of Captain Cook's boat coming ashore. That's how long this competition has been going.
Well, we're going to let you guys think about it for the next 20 minutes or so to really let it kind of melt in so that we get some solid guesses. But in the meantime.
Yes, please.
This is amazing. So there is a divorce lawyer and she has gone public about her prenup agreement. Mm-hmm. Which includes everything, including Tupperware and bed linen in the prenup. So if they break up, she's saying, I'm keeping the Tupperware.
That's petty, but excellent. All right, let's go. Well, so the game now is 13-10-60, and I've actually got, for our favourite one, I've got tickets to go and see Pink.
Huge.
So let's say that you were to break up with your partner, or perhaps it's happened to you in the past.
Yep.
What is the petty thing you would take? A mate of mine broke up with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They've been going out for 2 years. You know what she took?
What?
The old El Paso taco kit. And I'm taking the taco kit. What petty thing would you take in a divorce / breakup, Lundo?
Riley in, what would I take? Tupperware, very expensive.
Well, that's because there's a divorce law's prenup's got Tupperware in it.
Yeah, and my mum gave us at least $2,000 worth of Tupperware when we got married.
Gee,
and
that's a lot.
I know, Tupperware's expensive, GD. Mm. But the quality is so good and it's so useful, I would take the Tupperware. But obviously,
you just don't use the leftover containers from your local Chinese takeaway shop? No? Is that not high grade enough?
I cook like a normal human, Grant.
Right, got you. Yeah.
Everything tastes vaguely of pineapple at Grant's house. So, Riley from Botany, what would you take?
I would take every single working pen in the house, but not tell him.
Oh, good. So you'd leave the broken ones.
That's right.
Buddy. Well, the ones that had run out of ink or weren't working, so that every time he had to write a note for something, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, so Riley.
Nice vindictive edge.
Yeah, you're going off the assumption that he's done something wrong.
Yes.
And you want to punish him forever.
Yeah, he's in the wrong here. Well done, Riley. Annie from Des Moines, you broke up. So what would you take?
If we were to break up, I would take the entire Little Shop collection.
Ooh, oh, no. Anything with the Little Shop. Does he get to keep the Pokemon, or is that coming too, Annie?
Oh, of course I'm taking the Pokemon. I started buying this, and he called me a complete idiot for buying these. But and then after 2 weeks, he became so obsessed and made me go to the Coles and spend over $30 every time just to win these bloody Nutellas.
Sounds to me like this breakup might actually be a man.
Thank you, Annie. Now, Paige from Concord. Did this actually happen, Paige?
I actually took all my ex-husband's trophies, and I just wanted to let him know that, guess what? He's always been a loser. He's never a winner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That is pettiness 101.
Oh, your trophies he'd spent years earning. Oh. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, but he's lost. What type of trophies are they? Yeah, what sport?
Yeah, he was a really great cyclist and a really good golfer. And
yeah, also, ironically,
he prized them. So, he's not a winner.
No, he's not a winner.
He's not a team sport anymore. Either. Individual sports.
Exactly.
He's a one-man band.
He's lost the biggest trophy of all that was you, Paige. Isn't that right?
He did. Thank you.
No, thank you. You're going to Pink, Paige. You're off to see Pink.
Thank you very much.
Kudos Bank Arena. Don't miss your last chance to catch Pink live in concert September 17, 18, 19. Kudos Bank Arena. Final tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au. Yes, we have revealed the new secret sound. We are going to be taking your guesses very soon.
Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier's Get Back on the Horse. Escape to the Everest Carnival at Devonley Wine's Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au.
This is a really nice thing because it's all about someone reaching out for a friend of theirs, a relative, and saying, hey, this is a great person. Something's happened in their life that isn't ideal, and now, we're putting that behind us, and we're getting back out there.
This is the kind of friend I want. I want like Amy from St. Helens Park who has called in. Amy, who's your friend? What's happened? Why does this person need to get back on the horse?
Hi, guys, and happy birthday, Grant.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I love this.
No worries. So I'm nominating my friend Marnie. She's 40. She's absolutely beautiful. Like, she's stunning. She's friendly, outgoing. So she was married for 20 years. She's been single for 2. And this woman has no idea when it comes to dating anyone. So I've tried to get her out. She does not pick up on any cues when men are trying to hit on her. Okay. I think her confidence is really down. So I joined her onto a few dating websites. She refuses to pay to find love. I paid for some and told her they were free, so she didn't think she was paying. Anyway, so she goes on Tinder, which in hindsight, probably not a good idea.
Oh, no, but
But she started talking to this guy, and a few months down the track, and he was attractive, blah, blah, blah. She finally agreed to meet him. When she got there, it was her ex-husband. So he catfished her, basically.
No!
She had no idea.
Hang on, Amy. I don't swear on radio, but I got a number of choice words for that guy. What a loser.
Could not believe it. So, as you can imagine, she's not open to any idea of doing any form of online dating.
Yeah, well, that's human nature. When you get hurt by something like that, of course you don't want to go back and try again.
What's wrong with him, Amy? What is wrong with this guy? Anyway, look.
He was just jealous. He must have. He said he didn't have an account. So, don't worry about him. He sucks. Seen her photo.
What you got here?
And Marnie is gorgeous.
She's
gorgeous. Both of you are gorgeous.
You're both gorgeous.
Wowzers McGee. Any man would be lucky to have her.
So, we say now she doesn't know why she's on the radio, but we say hello to Marnie from St. Helens Park. Hi, Marnie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're happy that your friend Amy's reached out. How are you feeling hearing Amy on the radio today?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much, Amy. You're welcome. Signed me up to all these things, and I'm like, oh, goodness me, what am I up for now?
What you're up for
is very, very good.
$1,000, first of all. Yeah. This is all good stuff that we are bringing your way, Marnie, because you're 40 years old. You're looking fabulous.
Yep.
Amy's told us that you've joined salsa classes recently.
You're killing it.
That you're the life of the party. You deserve to live the very best life that you deserve, and this is the first day in that happening for you, Marnie. We are on Team Marnie.
Here we go. It's $1,000 cash each, so that's both for both of you guys. And you've got tickets to go to DeBoardley Wine's Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill Gardens. So, Marnie and Amy, you're going to have an amazing girls' day at the races.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I'm not like meeting up with anybody. I'm just
going to go out. We wouldn't do that to you.
If you want, we'll
give
you
something.
Of course you can. If you want, we'll give you the blinkers that they sometimes wear for thoroughbreds. All right, Amy, Marnie, lovely to have you with us, guys.
We can't wait.
Let us know how you go at the races. I think you guys will have a great time. And escape to the Everest Carnival with DeBoardley Wines, Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rose Hill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. If you've got a gorgeous friend like Amy and Marnie that, or someone in your family that you want to get back on the horse, please let us know. Todayfm.com.au. Yes, all right. We are going to be doing Secret Sound Guesses next.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Todayfm Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
We're back with a brand new Secret Sound at 8:51. This is the new Secret Sound. Should we get straight into it?
Yes, get into
it. Yes, please.
Mandy, Mando, Mandalicious in Westmead. Do you know what
Hello.
It is, babes?
I think it might be... Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Grant.
Yay! Thank you. What do you reckon?
I think it might be when you put the paper in a hole punch and push the hole punch down.
I've never heard that guess before.
This is the bane of our life when we did the last Secret Sound. Everybody thought it was a hole punch.
Mandy, it's not a hole punch.
Thank you.
That's okay. Well played. But that is the most common guess you will ever receive. Tracy from Quakers Hill, what do you believe the new Secret Sound to be for 50 grand?
I believe that the sound is when you've got a bowl of slime and you put your hands inside the slime and you take your hand out of the slime. That's what the sound is.
Let's hear it.
Where's the slime?
Well, the slime makes a farty sound when you put your hand in and out of it.
Tracy, that's incorrect. Thank you for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
Tracy's genuinely shocked, which I love. Leah from Narellan. What is the new secret sound? 50 grand. What is it?
Oh, happy birthday, Grant. I'm hoping it's a piece of paper comes from the tray into the printer, that first clunk as it goes in.
Oh, I know that. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's a bit old and clunky.
Oh, well played. The adjudicators are looking at each other, and the answer is no, Leah.
Oh, no. Thanks anyway.
But that's no. Thank you for playing. We're back. The next time we play is when we go 3 hours commercial-free after 9 o'clock. The $50,000 Secret Sound. We'll release it on our website and social and stuff so you can listen to it time and time and time again.
Oh, that's not the old days. In the old days when before the internet and you just had to wait by the radio
all day.
You
couldn't
record it.
No,
you couldn't
do
anything.
No, you're right. No internet.
Just
wait by the radio.
That's my call.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.